Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This is one of the greatest games that has ever been created in the history of mankind.
Wow.
$140 up for Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Okay.
Nice.
Thank you.
They said it couldn't be done, and I said, you're probably right.
Yeah. Just, let's see.
Okay.
We're playing with Shay today. Shay, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Where are you from?
From Placerville, California.
Placerville, California. Wow.
Yeah,
home
way
of the,
out there.
Home of the elk.
Home of the elk. Katie is going to step out of the studio. She's sequestered in a soundproof booth. Mm-hmm. And you and I are going to play. Here we go, Shay. First question. Jimmy Fallon announced that he's going to launch a series of new shows that are all centered around kids. One of the shows is going to be called Kids Tonight Show, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a late night talk show hosted and run by kids. True or false? David Letterman was the longest running host of The Tonight Show.
I'm going to say true.
Question two, Disney announced the final plans for their film The Jungle Cruise, starring The Rock and Emily Blunt, and it's going to be released on July 30th in theaters and on Disney Plus for a premium cost. The decision is new to Disney since the pandemic started and are encouraging people to see it in theaters if it's safe for them to do so. The movie is based on the popular Disneyland attraction. What is the name of the Disney employee who drives the boat and tells jokes on the ride? What are they called?
Oh, God. I see it's a train. I'm just going to say conductor. I know that's not it, but the person who drives the boat.
Question three. Post Malone has a new product that he's going to be the ambassador of, and it's Monster Energy Drink.
Whoa.
Monster announced yesterday that there's also a sweepstakes where 15 winners will get to Zoom with Posty and win an Xbox as well. What sport is Monster Energy Drink associated with the most?
Oh, God.
3 seconds. Three.
Football.
Okay. Question four, sports trading cards are popular again in a really major way, and Target has announced that they will no longer sell trading cards of any kind after a Target store was the location of a fight that broke out between people waiting in line to buy boxes of cards the day they came out. The most expensive trading card of all time was Mickey Mantle's 1952 rookie card, which sold for $5.2 million. What team did Mickey Mantle play for?
Mickey Mantle.
3 seconds.
I'm going to say the A's.
The A's, okay. And finally, a year ago, a 39-year-old man died in a car accident, and a war between his wife and his mistress over his life insurance policy was finally resolved. The judge ruled, get this, that the two women must split the life insurance policy since his mistress proved that she was with him for years and that they had plans to be together.
What?
If he had a policy that paid out $1 million, how much would each of them get if they split it evenly?
So what's 1 million divided by two? I'm going to say 5,000. Or no, 500,000.
All right. Okay. Katie!
Here she comes.
Man, where were you?
I'm coming.
It's so far away.
My My foot got stuck in my pants. And when I
Why were your pants taken off?
No, my pants are too long.
You know what? Don't give us an explanation. It's better if you don't.
Okay.
Question one. Jimmy Fallon announced that he's going to launch a series of new shows that are centered around kids, and one of them is going to be called Kids Tonight Show, which is a late-night talk show hosted and run by kids.
Incredible.
True or false? David Letterman was the longest-running host of The Tonight Show.
False. He was never on The Tonight Show.
That is correct.
I got that one wrong.
Disney announced the final plan for their film, The Jungle Cruise, starring The Rock and Emily Blunt, and it's going to be released on July 30th in theaters and on Disney Plus. This is a first for them, but for a premium cost on Disney Plus. What is the name of the Disney employee who drives the boat on the Disneyland attraction, The Jungle Cruise, and tells rides on the joke, or on the ride, tells jokes on the ride?
Are you okay?
Yes, I am.
The skipper.
That is correct. You're going to love this one.
Okay.
Post Malone is now the ambassador of Monster Energy Drink.
That actually tracks.
Sure, yeah.
He looks like a Monster Energy Drink.
Crocs and Monster Energy Drinks.
He looks like he's made of the chemicals that make a Monster Energy
Crocs Drink. Crocs and Monster Energy Drink seem like they are brother and sister, don't they?
Not to me.
Okay. Monster Energy Drink announced it yesterday, and there's going to be a sweepstakes where 15 winners get to have a Zoom party with Posty and even get an Xbox.
Okay.
What sport is Monster Energy Drink associated with the most?
I think BMX biking.
Mm-mm.
You're so close. Mm-hmm. Supercross / motorcycle racing. BMX is like pedaling.
Oh, is it? Yep. Damn it.
So close. Sports.
I thought BMX was motorcycles.
Nah.
I guess the B stands for bicycle.
Probably.
Okay.
Question four. Sports trading cards are popular again in a really major way, but Target announced that they're no longer going to sell trading cards of any kind. Sorry, Kevin, even Pokemon cards, because Target's have been the location of fights that have been breaking out between people waiting in line to buy boxes of trading cards the day they come out.
Stop.
The most expensive trading card of all time was Mickey Mantle's 1952 rookie card, which sold for $5.2 million. What team did Mickey Mantle play for?
The New York Yankees.
And finally, a year ago, a 39-year-old man died in a car accident, and a war between his wife and his mistress over his life insurance policy was finally resolved.
No!
The judge has ruled, and you're going to love this, the judge ruled that the two women must split his life insurance policy.
What?
It's because his mistress was able to prove in court that she was with him for years and that they had plans to be together.
That makes it worse.
If he had a life insurance policy that paid out $1 million, how much would each of them get if they split it evenly?
$500,000.
That is correct.
Wait, $500,000?
Yes. I made a mistake on the thing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
There you go. Wow. Right? That story's crazy.
What a bold mistress. Although she has nothing to lose at this point.
Fun fact about that story, real fast before we get to the final score. The wife was out of town when he died in the car accident, so they called the mistress to identify the body, and that's how they found out about the mistress.
No way.
Okay, Shay, here we go. Wow. Final score. Playing for $140. Shay won. Katie 4. Katie wins again.
Wow. I would have had 5 for 5 if it weren't for... BMX biking.
Shay, I apologize, but we add $20 to Monday's jackpot, which will be $160. What is it that you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
It happens.